Chapter 3, Starting a Career in the Automotive Industry. Preparing for an Automotive Service Career. Desire and Interest. If a person has an interest in automobiles and trucks and likes computers, the automotive service field may be a good career choice. Computer skills are needed in addition to hands-on skills for several reasons, including service information, such as diagnostic procedures and specifications, is commonly available in electronic format. Work orders are commonly written and sent to the technician electronically. The technician needs typing skills to type the steps taken during the service or repair procedures. Warranty claims are often submitted by the internet, and computer skills are needed to quickly and accurately submit claims and answer questions from the insurance company. Interest in vehicles is also very important toward being successful as a professional service technician. Most technicians enjoy working on vehicles, not only professionally, but also during their spare time. Many technicians own a project vehicle, which could include drag race vehicle, race vehicle used in road racing, a fun vehicle used on sunny weekend days and evenings, motorcycle, snowmobile or jet ski, truck for rock crawling. Technical knowledge and skills. The enjoyment of being involved with vehicles is very important because the job of servicing and repairing automobiles and trucks can be hard and dirty work. Many men and women enjoy being around and learning about the details of vehicle operation. With these desires and interest, working in the automotive service field is a great career. Technical information, skills, and tools needed include. Tech tip. If in doubt, ask. No one expects a beginning service technician to know everything, but other technicians do not know what you do or do not know. It is usually assumed that the beginning technician will ask for help if they think they need the help. However, asking for help is very rare and requires the beginning technician to admit that they do not know something. Not asking for help can cause harm to the vehicle or the service technician. If in doubt, always ask. No one will be upset, and learning the answer to your question will help in the learning experience. Hand tools and tool usage. Owning an experience using hand tools is important for a service technician. All service technicians are expected to be able to remove and replace parts and components as needed in a timely manner using proper tools and techniques. Technical knowledge. While knowing how all aspects of the vehicle works is not expected of a beginning service technician, it is important that the technician have a basic understanding of the parts and procedures needed, at least, for routine service procedures. Job shadowing. A great way to see what it is really like to work as a service technician is to follow a professional around for a day or more. Job shadowing is usually arranged through an automotive program, and the shop or dealership has agreed to allow someone into the shop area to observe. While it does allow the student to observe, job shadowing does not allow the person to perform any work or help the technician in any way. During the day, the person who is job shadowing has to wear all personal protective equipment as required by the technician and must observe all safety regulations. The advantages of job shadowing include being able to observe a typical day in the life of an automotive technician, being able to talk to the working technician about what is being done and why, being able to observe other technicians and seeing the various skill levels that often exist in a shop. Cooperative education programs. Cooperative education programs are formal programs of study at a high school or college where the student attends classes at the school and also works at a local shop or dealership. If a cooperative education program is held at the high school level, the work at the shop or dealership occurs during the afternoon or evening and during the summer between the junior and senior year. The most common high school cooperative program is called EYES, which means Automotive Youth Education System, see www.eyes.org. The vehicle manufacturers involved in this program include General Motors, Chrysler, Toyota, Honda, Nissan, BMW, Kia, Subaru, Hyundai. If the cooperative education program is held at a community college, the work at the dealership occurs around the training sessions, usually the first or second half of a semester or on alternative semesters. The most common college programs include General Motors ASEP Automotive Service Educational Program, see www.gmasepsep.com. Ford ASET Automotive Student Service Educational Program, see www.fordasset.com. Chrysler CAP College Automotive Program, see www.chryslercap.com. Toyota TETN Toyota Technician Education Network, see www.toyota.com/about/t10/index.html. Another factory-sponsored program open to those who have already completed a post-secondary automotive program is BMW STEP, Service Technician Education Program. See www.bmwusa.com/about/techtraining.html. Apprentice programs. An apprentice program involves a beginning service technician working at a shop or dealership during the day and attending training classes in the evening. The key advantage to this type of program is that money is being earned due to full-time employment and getting on-the-job training, or OJT, during the day. Often the shop or dealership will help pay for training. While this program usually takes more than 2 years to complete, the work performed at the shop or dealership usually becomes more technical as the apprentice becomes more knowledgeable and gets more experienced. Part-time employment. Working part-time in the automotive service industry is an excellent way to get hands-on experience, which makes it easier to relate classroom knowledge to everyday problems and service issues. Working part-time gives the student technician some flexibility as to college schedules and provides an income needed for expenses. Often part-time employment becomes full-time employment, so it is important to keep attending technical classes toward becoming an asset to the company. Developing an employment plan. An employment plan is an evaluation of your skills, interest, and talents. Selecting a career is different than getting a job. A typical job, while it does involve some training, usually can be learned in a few days to several months. However, a career requires many years to achieve competence. Therefore, selecting a career should require a thorough self-examination to determine what your true interest is in a particular career field. Some items that you should enjoy or would be willing and able to learn include: working with your hands, using tools and equipment; computer usage, including typing skills; working in an area where lifting is often required; being able to read, understand, and follow service information, technical service bulletins, and work orders; being able to perform diagnostic work and figure out the root cause of a problem. Soft skills. In addition, any career, including being a service technician, requires many people skills, often called soft skills. These people-related skills include: working cooperatively with other people; communicating effectively with others verbally, speech, and in writing; working as a member of a team for the benefit of all; being able to work by yourself to achieve a goal or complete a job assignment; being able to lead or supervise others; willingness to work with others with a different background or country of origin; being a good citizen, citizenship, within the community by participating in local and regional activities and showing leadership within your profession; locating employment possibilities. Locating where you wish to work is a very important part of your career. Of course, where you would like to work may not have an opening and you may have to work hard to locate a suitable employer. First, try to select a shop or dealership where you think you would like to work because of location, vehicles serviced, or other factors. Ask other technicians who have worked or are presently working there to be sure that the location would meet your needs. If looking for employment through a one ad in a newspaper or employment website, check the following: job description. Is this a position that could advance into a more technical position? Tools needed. Most professional service technician positions require that the technician provide their own tools. The shop or dealership provides the shop equipment. Do you have the tools needed to do the job? Hours needed. Are you available during the hours specified in the ad? Drug testing. Is a drug test needed for employment and are you prepared to pass? Preparing a resume. A resume is usually a one-page description of your skills, talents, and education. It is used by prospective employers to help narrow the field of applicants for a job or position. The number one purpose of a resume is to obtain a job interview. A good resume should include the following items: personal information, full given name, avoid nicknames, mailing address, do not use a post office box, telephone and or cell phone number, email address. Avoid using dates that could indicate your age. Sample resume. Personal information. James Hartman, 301 Main Street. City, State 40005. Telephone, 555-555-0170. Cell, 555-555-1139. Career goal. To become a certified OSA Master Technician and work at a new vehicle dealership. Experience. 2018 to present. I work part-time, 20 hours per week, at Miller Service performing routine vehicle service, including oil changes, tire balancing, brake repairs, timing belt replacement, an intake manifold gasket replacement. I have assisted with suspension and air conditioning repairs and own a basic set of hand tools. Education. High school diploma from Central High School, City, State 40,010. I am finishing a two-year automotive technician training program at City College, City, State 40,010, to be completed May 15. Additional training and certification. OSA certified in brakes and engine repair. Attended a seminar on wideband oxygen sensors and electronic throttle control at a local automotive service exposition. Other skills and interests. I am restoring a 1969 Chevrolet Camaro, including all mechanical repairs and upgraded suspension system. References. Available upon request. Educational information. Highest education level achieved. Major, if in a college or in a training program. Experience and skills. Work or volunteer experience that may be helpful or useful to an employer. For example, if you took a course in welding, this may be useful to a shop owner who is looking for a service technician who could do welding, even though this fact was not included in the job posting. A valid driver's license is a must for most professional service technicians. A good driving record. Often the shop insurance company will not allow a shop owner to hire a technician with a poor driving record. References. A reference is someone who is willing to tell a possible employer about you, including your skills and talents, as well as your truthfulness and work habits. Most employers would like to see someone who is familiar with you and your family, such as a priest, minister, or elder in your church. Some teachers or coaches also can be asked to be a reference. Always ask the person for approval before including the person on your list of references. Ask the reference to supply you with a written recommendation. Some references prefer to simply fill out a reference questionnaire sent by many companies. If a reference sends you a written recommendation, have copies made so they can be included with your resume. Sample cover letter. 301 Main Street. City, State 40,005. Telephone, 555-555-0170. Cell, 555-555-1139. Date. Mr. John Smith, Smith Dealership, 800 North Street. City, State 40,010. Dear Mr. Smith, I am applying for the position of General Service Technician at your dealership as advertised in the Sunday, January 7th, edition of the Daily News. I am currently finishing my studies in automotive technology at City College and have worked part-time at Miller Service for the past 2 years. I am OSA certified in brakes and engine repair and plan to become certified in all 8 areas. I have my own tools and currently can work in the afternoons and evenings. After May 15th, I will be able to work full-time after completing my automotive courses. I look forward to the opportunity to discuss my skills and resume in an interview. Thank you for your consideration. Sincerely, James Hartman. Enclosure 1. Reference when completing the application. Always answer questions honestly and as thoroughly as possible. Never lie on an employment application. Preparing a cover letter. When answering an advertisement in a newspaper or magazine, be sure to include the details of where you saw the ad in your cover letter to the employer. For example, I am applying for the position as an entry-level service technician, as published in the August 15th edition of the Daily News. If the requirements for the position are listed, be sure to include that you do have the specified training and, or experience in the tools needed for the job. Tech tip. If calling about a position, be sure to state that you are applying for the position posted and ask to speak to the correct person or to the person mentioned in the ad. Always be truthful. No one is smart enough to be a liar. If you say something that is not true, then you have to remember what was said forever or your lie will often be discovered. If asked about your experience or knowledge, try to be as truthful as possible. Facts and skills can be learned, and not knowing how to do everything that a shop may be involved with is not an indication that you will be rejected from the job opening. The interview. When meeting for the job interview, be sure to dress appropriately for the position. For example, a suit and tie would not be appropriate for an interview for a service technician position. However, the following may be a helpful guide. Wear shoes that are not sneakers and be sure they are clean. Wear slacks, not jeans. Wear a shirt with a collar. Do not wear a hat. Be clean shaven or have beard/mustache neatly trimmed. Have clean hair. Avoid facial jewelry. Women keep makeup and jewelry to a minimum. During the interview, try to answer every question honestly. Emphasize what you are capable of providing to the shop, including enthusiasm, experience, willingness to work long hours and/or long weeks, contacting potential employers, When a job opening is posted in a newspaper or it is mentioned by a friend, most experts recommend that you visit the shop or dealership in person to see where the job is located, the condition of the buildings, and the surrounding areas. This trip could also be used for you to submit your resume and cover letter in person unless the company indicates otherwise. Be prepared to be interviewed when submitting your resume. Even if the position has already been filled, the trip gives you experience in meeting people and seeing the shop, which helps increase your confidence during the job search. Searching for a job is a full-time job in itself. Be prepared every day to answer ads, search employment websites, and travel to shops or dealerships. Completing the employment application. Most businesses require that an employment application be completed because it not only asks for all necessary personal information needed, but also references and emergency contacts. Most employment application forms ask for previous employers, the names and telephone numbers of contact people, and other information which you may not remember. It is wise to have all of the information written down ahead of time and take it with you for after the interview. After the interview, follow up with a letter thanking the shop for the interview. In the letter, include when the interview occurred and that from the information you received, that you are very interested in becoming a part of the organization, shop, or dealership. Also include contact information, such as your cell phone number and email address, so the service manager can easily get in contact with you. A quick review of your skills and talent will also be helpful to the shop owner or service manager. Accepting employment. When a job is offered, there will likely be some paperwork that needs to be filled out and decisions made. Some of the requested information could include Social Security number, Social Insurance number in Canada, W-4 tax withholding form, emergency contact people, retirement plan selection, this is usually given to you to study and return at a later date, other information which may be unique to the shop or dealership. After accepting the employment position, be sure to determine exactly what day and time you should report to work and try to determine where your tools should be placed. Most places will show you around and introduce you to others you will work with. Technician pay methods. Straight time pay methods. When the particular service or repair is not covered or mentioned in a flat rate guide, it is common practice for the technician to clock in and use the actual time spent on the repair as a basis for payment. The technician uses a flat rate time ticket and a time clock to record the actual time. Being paid for the actual time spent is often called straight time or clock time. Difficult engine performance repairs are often calculated using the technician's straight time. Flat rate pay methods. Beginning service technicians are usually paid by the hour. The hourly rate can vary greatly depending on the experience of the technician and type of work being performed. Most experienced service technicians are paid by a method called flat rate. The flat rate method of pay is also called incentive or commission pay. Flat rate means that the technician is paid a set amount of time, flat rate, for every service operation. The amount of time allocated is published in a flat rate manual. For example, if a bumper requires replacement, the flat rate manual may call for 1.0 hour. Time is always expressed in tenths of an hour. Each hour has 60 minutes. Each tenth of an hour is 1/10 of 60, or 6 minutes. Hour is 6 minutes. Hour is 12 minutes. Hour is 18 minutes. Hour is 24 minutes. Hour is 30 minutes. Hour is 36 minutes. Hour is 42 minutes. Hour is 48 minutes. Hour is 54 minutes. 1.0 hour equals is 60 minutes. Many service operations are greater than 1 hour and are expressed as such. 2.4 hours equals 2 hours and 24 minutes. 3.6 hours equals 3 hours and 36 minutes. The service technician would therefore get paid the flat rate time regardless of how long it actually took to complete the job. Often, the technician can beat flat rate by performing the operation in less time than the published time. It is therefore important that the technician not waste time and work efficiently to get paid the most for a day's work. The technician also has to be careful to perform the service procedure correctly, because if the job needs to be done again due to an error, the technician does the repair at no pay. Therefore, the technician needs to be fast and careful at the same time. The vehicle manufacturer determines the flat rate for each labor operation by having a team of technicians perform the operation several times. The average of all of these times is often published as the allocated time. The flat rate method was originally developed to determine a fair and equitable way to pay dealerships for covered warranty repairs. Because the labor rate differs throughout the country, a fixed dollar amount would not be fair compensation. However, if a time could be established for each operation, then the vehicle manufacturer could reimburse the dealership for the set number of hours multiplied by the labor rate approved for that dealership. For example, if the approved labor rate is $60 per hour and technician performed 6.2 hours, $60 is equal to $372. Technician B performed 4.8 hours, $60 is equal to $288. The total paid to the dealership by the manufacturer is $660. This does not mean that the service technician gets paid $60 per hour. Sorry, no. This means that the dealership gets reimbursed for labor at the $60 per hour rate. The service technician usually gets paid a lot less than half of the total labor charge. Depending on the part of the country and the size of the dealership and community, the technician's flat rate per hour income can vary from $7 to $20 or more per flat rate hour. Remember, a high pay rate, $20 for example, does not necessarily mean that the service technician will be earning $800 per week. 40 hours, $20 per hour is $800. If the dealership is not busy or it is a slow time of year, maybe the technician will only have the opportunity to turn 20 hours per week. So it is not really the pay rate that determines what a technician will earn, but rather a combination of all of the following. Pay rate. Number of service repairs performed. Skill and speed of the service technician. Type of service work. A routine brake service may be completed faster and easier than a difficult engine performance problem. A service technician earns more at a busy dealership with a lower pay rate than at a smaller or less busy dealership with a higher pay rate. Payroll deductions. Gross versus net compensation. Most beginning technicians start by receiving a certain amount of money per hours worked. Gross earnings are the total amount you earned during the pay period. The paycheck you receive will be for an amount called net earnings. Taxes and deductions that are taken from your paycheck may include all or most of the following. Federal income tax. State income tax, not all states. Social Security taxes, labeled FICA, which stands for Federal Insurance Contribution Act. Health/dental/eye insurance deductions. In addition to the above, uniform costs, savings plan deductions, parts account deductions, as well as weekly payments for tools, may also reduce the amount of your net or take-home pay. Retirement information and payments. Some shops or dealerships offer some retirement savings plan, but the most commonly used is an employer-sponsored 401k account named after a section of the U.S. Internal Revenue Code. A 401k account allows a worker to save for retirement while deferring taxes on the saved money and earnings until withdrawal. Most 401k plans allow the employer to select from stock mutual funds or other investments. A 401k retirement plan offers two advantages compared to a simple savings account. Tech tip. Hourly rate to annual income. To calculate the amount of income that will be earned using an hourly rate, do the following. Multiply the hourly rate times 2 and then times 1,000. For example, $10 per hour times 2 times 1,000 is $20,000 per year. This easy-to-use formula assumes working 8 hours a day, 5 days a week for 50 weeks, instead of 52 weeks in the year. The reverse can also be easily calculated. Divide the yearly income by 2 and then by 1,000 is an hourly rate. For example, $36,000 per year divided by 2 is equal to $18,000 divided by 1,000 is $18 per hour. The contributions, money deposited into the account, are tax deferred. The amount will increase due to interest and no taxes are due until the money is withdrawn. Many employers provide matching contributions to your 401k account, which can range from 0%, no matching contributions, to 100%, the savings really add up over time. For example, if you start saving at age 25 and your income averages $3,000 per month, $36,000 per year, and you contribute 6% of your pay and the employer contributes 3%, after 40 years of age, 65, the account will be worth $1,700,000, $1,700,000, assuming a 10% average return. In retirement, most experts agree that 4% of the total can be withdrawn each year and not reduce the capital investment. 4% of $1,700,000 is $68,000 per year or over $5,600 per month every month for the rest of your life. Additional service technician benefits. Many larger dealerships and service facilities often offer some or all of the following. Paid uniforms or cleaning. Vacation time. Update training. Especially new vehicle dealerships. Some sort of retirement, usually a contributing 401k program. Health and dental insurance, usually not fully paid. Discounts on parts and vehicles purchased at the dealership or shop. Not all service facilities offer all of these additional benefits. Housing and living expenses. As a general guideline, housing expenses, such as rent or a mortgage payment, should not exceed 30% of the gross monthly income. For example, $10 per hour times 40 hours per week is $400 per week times 4 weeks in a month is $1,600 per month. 30% of $1,600 is $480 per month for rent or a mortgage payment. Frequently asked question. Where does all the money go? Money earned does seem to quickly disappear. For example, if a soft drink and a bag of chips were purchased every day at work for $2.50, this amounts to $12.50 per week or $50 per month, which is $600 per year. Use the following chart to see where the money goes. Income labor rate per hour. Number of hours worked equals. Overtime pay, if applicable equals. Part-time work on weekends equals. Total weekly income equals. Multiply by 4.3 to get the monthly income equals. Monthly expenses car/truck payment equals. Rent/mortgage equals. Gasoline equals. Food, groceries, equals. Fast food or restaurants equals. Heat and electric, heat/air conditioning, equals. Water and sewer equals. Telephone, cell, equals. Cable TV/internet access equals. Clothing, including cleaning, equals. Credit card payment equals. Total monthly expenses equals. Hopefully, the total income is more than the total expenses. A vehicle payment should not exceed 25% of the gross earnings. In the example where the pay was $10 per hour, the maximum recommended vehicle payment should be $400 per month. Becoming a shop owner. Many service technicians want to start and operate their own shop. Becoming a shop owner results in handling many non-automotive related duties that some technicians do not feel qualified to handle, including handling customers, ordering and paying for shop equipment and supplies, bookkeeping, including payroll, budgeting for and paying for garage owners' insurance and workers' compensation, paying rent, as well as heat or air conditioning bills, advertising expenses, hiring and firing employees, frequently asked question, employee or contract labor. Most shops and dealerships hire service technicians as employees. However, some shops or businesses will pay a technician for services performed on a contract basis. This means that they are not hiring you as an employee, but simply paying for a service similar to having a plumber repair a toilet. The plumber is performing a service and is paid for the job rather than as an employee of the shop. An employer/employee relationship exists if the shop meets two factors. 1. Direction. This means that the employer can direct the technician to report to work to perform service work. 2. Control. This means that the employer can direct the hours and days when the work is to be performed and at the employer's location. A contract labor association exists if the repairs are performed without both direction and control of the shop. If a contract labor basis is established, then no taxes are withheld. It is then the responsibility of the technician to make the necessary and required general tax payments and pay all taxes on time. Tech tip. Find three key people. An entrepreneur is a person who organizes and manages their own business, assuming the risk for the sake of a profit. Many service technicians have the desire to own their own repair facility. The wise business owner, entrepreneur, seeks the advice of the following people when starting and operating their own business. 1. An attorney, lawyer. This professional will help guide you to make sure that your employees and your customers are protected by the laws of your community, state, and federal regulations. 2. An accountant. This professional will help you with the journals and records that must be kept by all businesses and to help with elements, such as payroll taxes, unemployment taxes, and workmen's compensation that all businesses have to pay. 3. An insurance agent. This professional will help you select the coverage needed to protect you and your business from major losses. Review questions. Question 1. What facts should be included on the resume? Question 2. What are 5 interviewing tips? Question 3. What is the difference between gross pay and net pay? Question 4. What taxes are usually withheld from a paycheck? Question 5. What are 5 duties of a shop owner? Chapter quiz. Question 1. Resume should be how many pages long? A. 1. B. 2. C. 3. D. 4 or more. Question 2. What personal information should not be included on the resume?
A.
Address.
B.
Cell or telephone number. C. Age. D. Work experience. Question 3. Why is having a good driving record good for the shop? A. Allows the use of a company vehicle.
E.
B. Lowers insurance costs. C. Allows you to drive customers' vehicles. D. Permits you to use your vehicle to get parts. Question 4. Which is not recommended during an interview? A. Wear shoes that are not sneakers.
B.
Wear a shirt with a collar. C. Have clean hair. D. Wear jeans. Question 5. During an interview, try to: A. Show enthusiasm.
B.
Explain your work experience. C. State your willingness to work. D. All of the above. Question 6. Flat rate time is expressed in tenths of an hour. Each tenth of an hour is minutes.
A.
60.
B.
16.
C.
30.
D.
6. Question 7. One of the deductions from a paycheck is for Social Security. This item is usually shown on the pay stub as:
A.
Social Security.
B.
SSA. C. FICA. D. U.S. government deduction. Question 8. Technician A says that the net pay amount is usually higher than the gross pay amount. Technician B says that the gross pay amount is usually higher than the net pay. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only.
B.
Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither technician A nor B. Question 9. A beginning service technician earns $400 per week. How much should the technician spend on a vehicle payment?
A.
$400 per month.
B.
$800 per month.
C.
$500 per month.
D. $1,000 per month.
Question 10. Which activity does not allow a person to perform any work while at the shop? A. Cooperative education program.
B.
Apprenticeship program.
C.
Job shadowing.
D.
Part-time employment. End of chapter 3.